Then Athena changed Ulysses into the shape of an old beggar, and he went to the house of the swineherd. When Ulysses came near the house, four watchdogs, big as wild beasts, rushed at him. He dropped his staff and sat down, and would have suffered harm, even on his own threshold, but the swineherd ran forth and drove the dogs away. He brought the old man in, and gave him a seat of brushwood with a great goatskin over it. "May Zeus and all the other gods repay you for this kindness," said Ulysses. Then the two talked of matters in Ithaca, and the swineherd told how the suitors of the queen were wasting the wealth of Ulysses, saying, "Ulysses I know is dead, and either the fowls of the air or the fishes of the sea devour him." Ulysses tried to comfort the swineherd by saying that he knew his master would return, but he would not be comforted. Then the swineherd asked the stranger, "Who are you and whence do you come?" But Ulysses answered him craftily and told a strange tale so that he might test the loyalty of the swineherd to his master. Meanwhile, Telemachus returned to Ithaca, having been warned by Athena, who pointed out a different route so that he might avoid the suitors and have a safe return. He went first to the swineherd, as Athena had advised him. Here, Ulysses made himself known to his son, and together they planned the destruction of the suitors. Lest their plans should fail, he urged Telemachus to tell no one of his return, not even Penelope herself. The Dog Argus. The next day, Telemachus went to the city, but before he went, he asked the swineherd to bring the beggar to the city, for it was better to beg there than in the country. When Telemachus arrived at the palace, he told Penelope of his visit to Sparta, and how Menelaus had told him that Ulysses was still living. But he said nothing to his mother of his father's return to Ithaca.